in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1852. And this is dated on Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Elul Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to She'er Bisori. It's the relatives of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gives him a lot of titles over here. And his name is Ezriel Zelik Sheyichya Slonim. They come from the daughter of the Mittler Rebbe, the second Rebbe, Du Ber, the son of the Alter Rebbe, of Reb Shneur Zalman. One of his daughter married a Slonim. And these are Slonims are related. And of course, the Rebbe comes from the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, who is the son-in-law of the Mittler Rebbe as well, and also the descendant. So that's why he's a relative of the Rebbe's. And the Rebbe has said them various things that they don't record here. But the Rebbe, in number 4, the Rebbe says he is enclosing into this letter the booklet for the 18th of Elul, and also some of the main points that he's spoke of over here. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you will publicize them in a fitting, in a proper way. And in number 5, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your question that you asked already a while, that the Kohanim have the custom that they do visit on the gravesite, their mishtateach, they come to the gravesite of the tzaddikim. So, and you're asking the Rebbe's opinion about it, whether this is proper for Kohanim to go onto the graves of tzaddikim, because as we know that a Kohen is not allowed to defile himself, is not allowed to go to a grave, but these people have a custom, it's different when they talk about the graves of tzaddikim. You know, tzaddikim are considered, even during their passing, they're considered alive still. So it's a leniency that people have tradition. He's asking the Rebbe's opinion about it. So the Rebbe references in this day Chemet, in the portion of Asifas Dinim over there, and also in Pasa. So the various different Sephorim in which they bring from many, many of the later codifiers, most of them, almost all of them, are more stringent. And the Rebbe says also that's the way it appears from the ruling of the Chabad community, as it is evident from the responsa from Meharil Miyanovich. That was the brother of the Alter Rebbe, Yehuda Leib of Yanovich. That was published in one of the books of Talmud. Over there, what it says, the bottom line, it says over there that in Hadich, Hadich was the place where the Alter Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman, was buried. They were running away from Napoleon, so the holy resting place of the Alter Rebbe, they were in no man's land, so they brought him. He actually passed away in some sort of forsaken village called Kfar Piena, and they didn't have a place, and they were far away, and I guess in those days it wasn't easy, so he was interned in the city of Hadich. So over there, there is a mechitza, there is a partition around the caver over there. So you see that in the response that they did not want the Kohanim to get too close to the caver, to the gravesite, to the grave. And they kept that partition, that wall. So the Rebbe says it's also brought down already in the various different Sephorim that deal with that. A lot of people are lenient, especially Hasidim, as it relates to their leader, to their Rebbe, so that they would go to the gravesite. But the Rebbe says, I am not comfortable with this because of the above-mentioned response of the Maharil. And so the Rebbe is not agreeing to Kohanim to go onto the gravesite, even of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, they also told me that in Lubavitch, by the Oyel, there were specific signs, there were pointers that those were sort of a mechitza to know that up to this place the Kohanim can go and no further. So they also kept the distance. So you see that even in Lubavitch they followed this ruling that the Kohanim should not go onto next to the Kever, even though it's their Rebbe. And in point six, the Rebbe said, as far as the Ohel of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, so it said, the Rebbe says, the way it has been set up was that around the grave, there is a partition which is 10 tefachim. And therefore, the Kohanim are standing 4 feet from the grave, which includes the mechitza. The mechitza is 4 tefachim from the grave. So they're standing, so they make this qualification. But what do you do? But you're going into a cemetery. So how do we deal about, that's one thing. So you can go over to the Rebbe's gravesite, but how do you deal about going into the cemetery? So he says, what they do is, since the Ohel of the Rebbe is within the cemetery, in the Beis HaChaim, so the Kohanim go there in a closed vehicle. They drive up in a closed vehicle, and the Rebbe says, we treat that vehicle as its own Ohel, as its own area, its own living quarters, an Ohel. And therefore, you know, while they're in the cemetery, they're not really in the cemetery. They're in their own quarters, in their own Ohel, the car. That's considered separate because it's cold. Now, there is an issue with a traveling Ohel, with a traveling, if you have a car which travels, can that really be considered its own house, its own Ohel, its own area, its own tent, its own quarters? That would be an issue, the Rebbe says, when it would be, that's called in the halachic terms, it's called an Ohel Zoruk, but that would only be an issue when it relates to Torah, biblical commands. The issue is whether an Ohel Zoruk, a movable tent like this, can be considered its own area or not. But as far as in a cemetery, the Rebbe says, this whole idea that you have to be 4 amos away from a cemetery is only from the rabbis, according to all opinions. And therefore, in this case, the fact that the Kohanim are traveling in a closed car would be okay. I just wanted to say that when I was growing up, what they also would do, first let me tell you what they have today. Today they have, from the main visiting center by the Ohel, they have fences erected which are 10 tefachim high, so whether you're a kohen or not, you're actually not going into the cemetery, because there are partitions, and those partitions go up to the Ohel of the Rebbe, and by the Ohel of the Rebbe said already, it's 4 tefachim, there's a wall of 10 tefachim, and there's 4 tefachim from the Kever, so the Kohanim have no problems today. But when I was growing up, originally we used to go, they used to have people make a form, a circle around the Kohen, holding hands all around, and the Kohen would be in the middle of them. That's formation of a circle between the people that they were going through, that protected them from being in a cemetery. Also, on a later time, they used to go and they had those boxes before they created those fences. So the Kohen would sort of put a box around his body, and he'd walk in with the box, and the box was sort of his partition. So up till he came to the Rebbe's Ohel, he would be protected, so they wouldn't be going in there. But like I said, today they avoided that problem. Finally, the Rebbe wishes him for the new year and for that is coming for us and all Yidden, for good and for blessing. The Rebbe expresses his blessing to him and his family's member with the blessing of Achsimatova, Ashana Tova Misuka, and both physically and spiritually with blessings for Hatzlacha. And the Rebbe makes a note in the letter that there's also a sefer called Yalkut Dan Zvedin, which brings down many different opinions about this, whether Kohanim are permitted to go on the kever of Tzadikim or not. This is a discussion over there. So here you see, first, so the Rebbe says, in response to his question whether the Kohen can go on a kever of Tzadikim, the Rebbe says, no, that he is not comfortable with that, based upon, while there is various different opinion, most of them don't allow for that. And also the Rebbe says, from the response of Rabbi Yudalei Mianovich, the fact that by the Alter Rebbe's kever, they made a partition for the Kohanim, that means that they were more stringent, they wouldn't allow the Kohanim. And even though some bring down that for a Rebbe, for a Tzaddik, it's different, the Hasidim, but the Rebbe says he's not comfortable with that. And even in Lubavitch, the Rebbe brings down, he was told that they had a partition, they had signs, said that the Kohen can only go this close to the kever and not go further. So the Rebbe says no, but in by the resting place, by the Oihel, the Rebbe says there is set up that they have that partition over there, and it is for Tfachim, so it turns out that the Kohanim are not standing next to the gravesite, so it's not a problem. And the way they get around the issue of coming into a cemetery, so the Rebbe brings down that they would drive in a closed car, which protected them, which provided a own section where they were, and that was sufficient to allow them to get to the up to the oil. And then the Rebbe blesses him with a blessings for the new year.